So Mishnah 1, Klal Gadol Amru B'Shvi'is, an important principle we say regarding the seventh year. Kol Amru Yuchad L'Machal Adam, if something is normally used, or it's designated for human food, Ein Oisim M'menu M'lugma L'Adam, you can't then take it and use it to make, for example, a poultice on a person, you know, the like a compact on the arm or something like that. Because it's designated for food, it has to be eaten in the seventh year. You can't use it for anything else now. It's one of the, because it has the sanctity of the seventh year, so you have to use it for what it's designated for. The Ein Tzarich Lomer LeBehemah, it's not necessary to say that you can't use it for animal food or animal, you know, as a poultice for animals. The Kol She'einam Yuchad L'Machal Adam, what is not set aside for human food, Oisin M'men Lugma L'Adam, so now you could use it for a poultice for human beings. But you can't use it for animals, because if the animal can eat it, you're not allowed to use it for a poultice for the animal. And what's not set aside for neither for human food nor for animal food, and he considers it, the person considers it, I'm going to use it for human food or animal food. In his mind, he like elevates it almost. Now, he will give it the stringency of what he has in mind to use it for. So, here comes an example. If he intended to use it for wood, then it is considered wood. But if he intends to use it for human food, then it's considered human food. What's example? Example are savory, hyssop, and thyme. These three things, which he says here, are all three kinds of hyssop, they grow wildly. They were sometimes used as food, sometimes used as spice, and sometimes used as fuel. Sometimes they burnt them up for fuel. So in this case over here, when the person picks it and he takes it, if he has in mind to use it as food, gets the stringency of food. If he has in mind to use it as spice, it gets the laws of spice. If he has in mind to use it for fuel, then it gets the laws for fuel.